Yeah, this woman in New York, and I guess this isn't a little known thing in New York, but this is the first I've heard of it. Did you? Have you heard of this before?
I haven't heard.
Mm-mm. I guess since 92, it's basically been legal for women to take their shirt off and walk about it fully exposed. Said if a man can do it, a woman should be able to do it too. What's the difference? Just
makes sense.
Shape-wise, that's the only difference. And once you factor in some of the guys who are up there and weighed a little bit, then even then, you know, it's a little bit skewed there as well. So I guess the question is, do we really need to look at changing things? Do we?
I think it'd be a good idea.
You do now? You're all for it?
Well, I'm more for it.
What goes on in your head?
I'm for it now.
Now I think about it.
I am for it for, like, changing it so the cup size thing, as you suggested.
Oh, God. That'd be impossible to enforce.
But it would be good for mankind.
Well, which way would be better, for everybody to cover up or for nobody to?
Yeah, you know? I'd probably for everybody, because then people wouldn't be like, oh, well.
That's unfair.
Yeah, and they wouldn't get their feelings hurt.
Yeah, no, that's a terrible idea, Jerry. And so, as sexist as it is for the one way, you know, it's just one of those things. What do you think?
I don't find it attractive. You know, women with nice bodies are not. I just don't think it's really acceptable.
Well, it's not a matter of attraction, I guess. It's just, what's the difference between a woman going topless and a man going topless?
Well,
you know, especially once you get into the larger guys, right?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, there's a cutoff there for the men. But, I mean, I guess, I don't know if it's modesty or what you'd call it. But I just don't think women should do that unless you're, like, on a nude beach or, you know, like in a appropriate area.
Yeah.
That's just me. I don't know why. Because, you know, that's just us. I mean, men, it's always been acceptable. And
just because we've lived with it so long. Yeah. But you've never once been like, God, I wish I could just lose everything right now. It's so hot out.
Well, no.
Yeah, so
I'm from Nebraska, so, I mean, a little conservative, you know.
Yeah, and we've been conditioned to the hot weather, you know, too.
Yeah.
So
Well, when I'm at home, yeah, you know, but I'm not out in public. I don't want anybody to see my parts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think, Jerianne, I think you're right when you say that only the women you would never want to see topless, you know, would be the ones taking advantage of it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, you wouldn't see Pamela Anderson walking around like that.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't get that lucky. And if you did, you'd get arrested for cell phone picturing her or something, you know. And,
right, yeah. Right. Well, you know, all them saggy things, and just, it would not be good.
No.
I don't think you'd keep your lunch sometimes. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not trying to push for it or advocate that we make this law or anything. I thought it was interesting that this woman was able to get away with it in New York, and wondered if there were any other women that wanted to be able to have that opportunity. And I don't know.
Well, in Kansas, you know, you'd get in trouble and you'd get slapped and fined or whatever.
Sure, but we're always about hypotheticals and unrealistic situations on this show. You know?
Yeah. Right.